This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 10th of August. Warwickshire opened up a commanding 21-point lead at the top of the LV County Championship's first division after comfortably chasing down the 260 they needed to beat Worcestershire on the final day at Edgbaston. Resuming on 79 without loss, they progressed to 100 before Chris Russell dispensed with Varun Chopper for 58. Ian Westwood made 83 and William Porterfield 37, before Jim Trout and Darren Maddy completed the job in the 80th over. Somerset were unable to force a result against Nottinghamshire on the final day at Taunton. They made 249 in their first innings to earn a lead of 93 runs, with James Hildreth scoring 83 and Graham Swan warming up for the third test against South Africa with 3 for 62. However, Nottinghamshire were never really in any danger of collapse, especially as Somerset were without talismanic seamer Alfonso Thomas because of injury, and Alex Hales hit 54 and James Taylor made 46. Sussex kept their title challenge alive by dismissing Middlesex for just 170 on the first day at Hove. Steve McGoffin claimed the first two wickets to fall on his way to eventual figures of 3 for 45, but it was Amjad Khan who did most of the damage, picking up 5 middle-order wickets at a cost of just 25 runs. It could have been even worse for the visitors had number 10 Tim Murter not top score with a 27-ball 34. Sussex then closed on 106 for 3 in their first innings, with Ed Joyce unbeaten on 49. In Division 2, Kent were bundled out for just 101 in their second innings to lose inside 3 days against Essex at Canterbury. Resuming on 9 for 3, only four batsmen reached double figures as Maurice Chambers, Graham Napier and Harbhajan Singh shared the wickets to fall. Essex then knocked off the 55 runs required for victory for the loss of just 3 wickets. Northamptonshire opener Stephen Peters ended unbeaten on 137 on the first day against Leicestershire at Wantage Road. He put on 126 with Niall O'Brien as the first wicket after stand-in Foxes captain Josh Cobb had inserted the home side. However, the visitors then fought back thanks to Wayne White, who took 2 wickets in the 38th over. Shiv Thakur then dismissed Alex Wakeley and Rob Newton in consecutive overs shortly afterwards, and the Steelbacks were suddenly in danger of squandering their excellent start. Fortunately for them, skipper Andrew Hall added 139 to the 5th wicket with Peters, and they closed on 300 for 5. Australia A successfully survived the 62 overs that they needed to earn a draw against the England Lions on the final day at Old Trafford. They were set an unlikely 354 to win in the fourth innings at almost a run a ball after Lions captain Owen Morgan had declared his side's second innings closed on 315 for 6. Craig Kieswetter added impetus with a 94-ball 66, while Johnny Bairstow translated his overnight 73 into 139 before falling to Peter Forrest's part-time medium pace.